All right, well, welcome back, guys. This is a mini-sode.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yes, that was the best reaction for it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And
we need our laugh track.
Oh, I just got a text.
That's somebody that's really excited about the mini-sode that we're doing.
They heard mini-sode.
They said, what up, mini-sode? We are here because we had the privilege and the honor of attending the opening night, the inaugural production of Shay 710, and that was Dreamgirls the Musical!
Woo! New space. Launching the show with Dreamgirls first time, yeah, because we saw the dress rehearsal, but that was the first time, that's right.
The first Ansari Saxon production.
Oh my gosh, the inaugural for the company too, yes!
What a shout out to Nyla, to Karen, to Nakia.
And they looked beautiful, wonderful. Everybody looked beautiful and wonderful that night, but I was just so happy for them.
We had such a great time. I was telling Nakia, I've only ever seen Dreamgirls the movie. So to see the stage production and to see it all by local artists here who are bringing down the house left and right. Did you hear that, audience?
Yeah. God, yeah.
Yes. And I don't even want to see the movie now.
I don't think you should.
I'm not going to. I don't want to see the movie because I was so blown away by the talent and the energy in the room.
The energy.
You could feel the energy. You could feel the, when we went to see it, people were, it was just how they walked through the crowd, like the actors and actresses, spoiler, walk through, they use the whole space. They go out of the proscenium.
Proscenium. Yes, but, they do. Yep.
That's all. Thank you.
Oh my That's God. It. They get out of the proscenium.
You did it.
No, but then people are like going crazy. Mrs. Rita was behind me, Rita's mother, and she was going crazy, standing, shouting.
She was. Yeah. Yep.
I will say my biggest takeaway, I mean, like, the show is incredible. Go see it if you haven't. But my biggest takeaway, I think, throughout it was the talent on this stage is absolutely incredible. And we have a lot of young, I would say newer artists to the Buffalo scene on that stage.
Wow.
I mean, mixed with some, like, people like that are well-known to the Buffalo theater community and so on. But the talent on that stage is unmatched. Like, it's truly, like, incredible. And
it was,
they deserve all the flowers.
Like, Effie got a standing ovation mid-show.
Well, yes.
At the end of Act 1.
And what is that song called? That big, powerful song?
And I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yep. That was
my voice. Mid-songs, a standing ovation, not just at the end, which is typical for that song. Mm-hmm. Most people get a standing ovation at the end of that
for
song.
For that song,
Wow.
And she did it right. Shout out to Deja Cervi.
Deja, what a star.
Killing it, baby. Killing it.
The Dreamettes were just so phenomenal.
And one of our co-workers' daughter.
Yeah, Shyla.
Shyla.
And from what I understand from that character in the reviews, like, she's supposed to be young.
Yeah.
And, like, she's like that, what's his name, Jimmy? He's trying to hook up with her,
even
though he's married.
Jimmy.
He was so good. Yeah. I love him. I that song was stuck in my friggin' head.
Jimmy got soul.
God damn. What's his name? The actor who plays
Gus. Augustus.
Is Gus going to be out curtain up? Because I want to shake his hand and say, Gus, you got that friggin' song stuck in my head all weekend still. Yeah.
We were doing it in the office the next day. We went, Jimmy got soul. Yeah, no, the cast was phenomenal. Like Talia, Shyla, Deja, the Dreamettes, really just phenomenal, energy and their, like, character development throughout. Like, you really go on such a wonderful journey with these women. It was so impressive. Just, like, beautiful costumes, beautiful set, like, a lot for the eye, a feast for the eyes,
the
band, feast for the ears
the
with
band
that band.
Oh, my God, some of those costumes, talk about feast of the eyes.
Yeah.
The dresses.
Oh, my God.
The wigs, the dresses. The dresses sparkle. Like, this is not a joke. They actually shot, like, they sparkle.
When Deja came out at the end with the red dress.
Yes.
I need
right.
to tell her she needs to, like, buy that dress or something. Off the costume person.
Give it to her. Give it to her.
Yeah, no, but it was just high energy. It's for people who love theater, and, like, I haven't seen many shows, but, like, this made me want to go see it a second time.
Yes, I'd like to see it again, too.
This is one of the few shows that I've seen, no offense to all the others I've seen, where I'm like, I want to bring people and see this a second time because I loved the energy in the room. And it just felt fast-paced. It didn't slow.
Fantastic pacing.
Yeah. And, again, for an inaugural show, and I think the review said this, it was just spectacular.
Yeah, it was nice to see so many folks out, and now we're starting to hear a little bit of feedback, and we're loving to hear the feedback, and I can't stress this enough. The one really lovely thing about Shea's 710 Theater is that there's really not a bad seat in the house. So no matter where you are in the house, you're going to have a wonderful time. Me and my mom were in the back.
Yeah, behind Bailey and I.
Yeah, that's right. Nice, yeah. And there was a patron next to me who knew every single word to the show. Yes. And he was still crying and surprised by the end. It was kind of a really nice testament to show what a great job the show did, and just the lore around it that they're like rising up to meet. Cause like I was like, you have it memorized. You could go up there. Yeah. And they still loved it.
So well loved. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go for it.
It is so well loved by theater people. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people in the Black community also really love the show. So they had a lot of expectations, I guess, to meet from a lot of people on different sides.
Yeah.
And I think they blew those expectations out of the water.
100%.
Expectations were high to start.
Yeah.
And so it's not like the bar was low and you could, you know, do anything and you know, be praised. This was great.
Not for nothing. Recent news, they just announced that there's going to be a revival on Broadway.
Girls, that's right. 2026. I saw that. Yeah.
And my feed the entire day was just, oh my God, Dreamgirls. Oh my God, Dreamgirls. So the fact that, like, they were able to, like, match the, like, this community, like,
yeah.
I'm rambling. Probably will get
no,
this.
No, you're
cut,
doing great.
The level of love for Dreamgirls is so high, mm-hmm. and the fact that people left that show loving that production says everything.
Like, yeah. No, that's, I think that's really well said. And, like, not for nothing, if you are getting ready to be the one to cast this revival of Dreamgirls, maybe you stop in Buffalo and check out our talent, because we might be able to help you out there.
They're doing a national search for the dreams.
Oh, so. I know where they are.
I know they're right here in Buffalo.
But, like, the Curtain Up show is, like, sold out, basically.
Yeah,
is it?
I looked at the seats the other day, because I saw somebody on Facebook say, like, Curtain Up and the last show are sold out. And then I was, like, snooping, like, are they? And then, Curtain Up, I'm jealous I have to work, because that would have been my day to go see it.
I would have gone.
Yeah, I would have been my day. That would have been my Curtain Up show to really get the full experience. But you know what? We're going to go out with them after anyways.
There you go.
Curtain Up's a fun night. I heard there's a DJ. DJ Milk is in the, right?
DJ Milk.
Not to get too far off topic for Dreamgirls, but Dreamgirls, Curtain Up is one of the shows, and then there's a party in the lobby at the...
Yes. So if you unfortunately can't join us for the show on Friday for Curtain Up, if you're seeing something else or enjoying another program, definitely feel free to come up to the Shea 710 Cabaret after the show. Check out the new bar. Check out the vibes. Check out DJ Milk.
Maybe some of the Dreamgirls people will be there.
Yeah.
Guardian.
I bet. Knows?
Or they have two shows the next day. Maybe they're going home. But
take the gamble.
Roll the dice. But we'll be there.
I'll be there. Not that matters.
But
I'll be at that bar to start.
Yeah.
Rita?
We'll see. I got to go to a wedding in D.C., so I'll be there in spirit. I know.
Boo. Boo. Tomato, tomato, tomato.
Love is love. I'm working on it. But we'll find out. But we just wanted to jump on here, give a shout-out to our friends at 710, give a shout-out to Dreamgirls, give a shout-out to the staff for launching the inaugural production, and thank you guys so much, and we hope to see you at Curtain Up, and if not, then you have until September 28th to see Dreamgirls.
Yes, go buy tickets. All the shows. Mm-hmm. Any show.
Come back multiple times.
Wednesday to Sunday. If you've seen it once, see it again. Bring people, tell people.
Yes, tell your friends.
Yeah, it's a show that you want to see twice. Is that good?
Make a night of it. Get your dinner. Get your pre-show cocktails at our amazing bar, and we'll see you there. All right. Very good. All right. That's all we have for y'all today. Thanks for coming along. And Ken, why don't you play us out?
Thank you, everyone.
He seriously doesn't play the piano. I don't know why we're entertaining.
We get him a kazoo.
Cast Party is presented by Shea's Performing Arts Center.
Produced by Cassandra Lippert, Ken Lazuski, myself, Juliana Tracy, and Rita Siriani.
Theme song by John Michael Ogletree.
Audio mixing by Dave Lenhart.
Logo and graphics designed by Acacia Crozier.
Marketing and social media by Bridget Neeson.
Please rate, review, and subscribe to Shea's Performing Arts Center Presents Cast Party, wherever exceptional podcasts are downloaded.
Or visit us at shays.org.
Bye-bye.